Yesterday in Atlanta, our friend Andrew Young had a car accident, a cement truck, or a cement truck, as they say in the South.
That's right.
Fell on his Mercedes.
On his car.
Crushed his car. And he's at home. And he's on the phone.
He's Superman.
He is Superman.
Yes, he is. Well, he has always been.
You are Ambassador Superman.
No,
good morning.
I tell you, I'm just blessed. I tell you, we were coming back from work. It was 5 o'clock. You know, usually the traffic is so heavy it doesn't move. And we were right down the street from my office and waiting at the red light. And a cement truck came across the red light. And he probably just made it, you know. But it's a funny corner where there's a red light at Northside Drive, and then just maybe 50 yards later, there's another red light. Not even 50 yards, 50 feet. And so he made the Northside Drive red light, and a car pulled out of Hemphill. And when he tried to swerve to miss it, the whole damn dump truck turned over.
Wow.
And it
was
flattened
it raining?
Out. No, it was a perfect, beautiful day. You know, I hope the brother wasn't texting. And just, you know, but the car, he swerved. And when he swerved, that heavy weight of cement fell over on my car. It crushed the car that ran under him. And everybody got up and walked away.
Now, you were the passenger. You were sitting in the front or the back?
I was sitting in the front. And
what about your driver? Anything happened to your
no,
driver?
No. He got out, and immediately we didn't know what was, you know, when these big trucks turn over like that, they quite often explode. So he's an ex-Marine, so he jumped out and went trying to pull the guy out from under the car. The car that really got totally smashed. It smashed the front end of our car. And I got a bad bruise on my knee, well, on my shin, where evidently I put my knee up to keep my head from going into the into the dashboard. But I walked out of the hospital, and I'm up and
at him this morning.
This morning, they said, "You really are lucky." I said, "No." I said, "When Martin Luther King left me at 39, he left me with a hell of a lot to do." And I said, "I got to keep on doing it because I ain't got time to die."
Well, Ambassador Andy Young, we're glad to hear you this morning. And just looking at the pictures, it looks like quite something. They said that.
Have you seen the pictures?
Yeah.
In fact, I went around and took some pictures.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
I mean, I really didn't get sore till I got home.
Yeah.
I was. But it's one of these things that we have to be more. The thing, I don't know this to be a fact, but for the brother to be coming across two red lights at about 35 miles an hour, you know, at 5 o'clock in the afternoon, he might have had his girlfriend on his mind, or he might have been, you know, talking to somebody on the telephone, because it was just too dangerous, and that's too heavy a traffic. I mean, the big problem we have in Atlanta is we built a great city for 2.5 to 3 million people. Now we got 6.5 million.
Oh.
So
in that intersection, I know that intersection you're talking about because the two lights are together. You look at the second one and not the first one.
You probably know that pizza parlor, right?
So, yeah.
And they say that the truck driver has been cited for disobeying a traffic control device and driving too fast for conditions, as you said.
But it was the sun was shining and it was just you can't stop those things.
Yeah.
Did they take you to the hospital or you went straight home?
Well, the fire chief was there. And I said, look, I don't want to go to the hospital. If I go to the hospital,
you wouldn't go to Grady, huh?
All the press. No. Grady would have been good. But the problem is everything that goes on at Grady is immediately on the air.
Yeah.
So I would have had a whole. So we were right really down the street from Crawford Law. And I know how to get in the back door there. So the fire chief drove me in the back, and they x-rayed me and found nothing wrong. And,
I know your blood pressure was high, though.
It was.
It was. But did the driver know who you were?
I don't know. He was so dazed when he got out. Of course, all the policemen and firemen did, because I work very closely with them, and one of the things you have to do in a big city, you have to stay close to your police, and you have to make them feel like they are part of the city, and you have to let them know that they work for you, for the city, and they're not in charge of the city. So we had police community relations meetings all the time, and it gave the citizens a chance to, you know, feel comfortable with the police and fire chief and vice versa. So it was an interesting experience, but I'm not.
You've had a lot of interesting experiences.
I have, and you know, it doesn't seem to faze me. I saw the truck coming, but I didn't have time to panic. When it hit, I immediately jumped out my side to go see what happened to the guy that was underneath. And Darryl,
it's amazing you could jump out looking at these pictures. Your car was crushed.
Well, it wasn't crushed on my side. I opened the passenger side with no problem. And I guess it's good that my seatbelt was on, but we were standing still. Nobody was moving on the right lane, moving west. And all of this happened in the left lane, moving east. And it just got out of hand, and that there's nothing like a careening truck of cement coming at you.
Wow.
Well, it's good to hear you up and around this morning.
And laughing.
And I want to say I had a good time with you all when you were down here for your scholarship dinner.
Yes, you did. I tried to get you on the cruise, but your schedule was too busy.
I know.
And we missed you, too. We had a good time.
Well, you always do, and it's a very good thing.
Okay, so before another cement truck falls on you, please get on the cruise. Yeah. Get on the cruise.
Thank you, Ambassador Young. Yeah. We love you.
Bye-bye. I love you. Bye-bye.
Wow. What a story.
God bless him.
How old is he now? He just celebrated his
83.
It's 83rd birthday. A cement truck falls on you, and you walk away.
And you're out there helping the other guy.
Yeah. I'm off the next day, Sybil.
Of course.